Courtney Havman lives in Yardley, Bucks County. The mother of an 18-month-old boy says she developed a passion for skincare while working at a tanning salon. Havman attended Bucks County School of Beauty and lined up a job once she could get her license.
As soon as I was able to take the test and receive my license, I would be able to start immediately. And unfortunately, that never happened, and it was very humiliating.
When Havman applied for a license, she was open about her criminal record. She was convicted of a DUI, illegal possession of drug paraphernalia, 2 counts of assault, and disorderly conduct, all misdemeanors. She even enrolled in Alcoholics Anonymous. But the State Board of Cosmetology denied Havman, saying she, quote, may not be of sufficient good moral character. Havman tried to appeal.
And I wrote a personal heartfelt letter that described who I was as a person, and then I have changed my life around. And I also had people in the 12-Step Fellowship write letters of words of encouragement. This was a huge shock.
The board again denied her license, leaving Havman unable to take the job waiting for her. The lawsuit, filed by the Institute for Justice, covers Havman and Amanda Spillane of Philadelphia. Spillane also lost out on a license because of a criminal history, though her background included felonies. Between 2005 and 2011, Spillane committed several crimes, including robbery, simple assault, a DUI, use and possession of drug paraphernalia, thefts, and burglaries. After being released from prison, Spillane was able to get full-time work at McDonald's and spent nights attending cosmetology school.
Well, it's something I've always been interested in, and when I was in jail, they actually offered it, so I thought that I could get a job doing it. And then when I got back out, I went back and finished.
When the board denied her license, she traveled to Harrisburg with her father to appeal.
And they wanted me to prove that I had good moral character, so I brought all my certificates of rehabilitation that I did, letters of recommendation from the school and people I know. And they just wanted more. They didn't think it was enough.
Her appeal fell short. 17 of Pennsylvania's 29 licensing boards require applicants to have good moral character. The Institute for Justice claims this definition is vague and creates employment barriers for ex-offenders.
It's clear that this restriction just doesn't make any sense. I mean, good character has nothing to do with cutting hair and painting nails.
That's Andrew Ward, an attorney with the Institute for Justice. Ward points out that the state doesn't require barbers to show good moral character.
There is a lot of overlap between the work that barbers do and the work that cosmetologists do. You know, they're both touching the skin and the hair of the head, but you need good moral character to tweeze a hair, but you don't need it to shave one.
In 2017, Governor Tom Wolf commissioned a review of license board requirements. The report admitted good moral character is loosely defined, and there is potential for it to be applied unevenly across boards. State officials overseeing licensing did not have numbers on how many people get denied for good moral character, but did provide details of the process. They say boards take into consideration the seriousness and dates of the crimes, age of the person, and age of the victims when considering applications. They also weigh whether crimes touch on the kind of work an applicant would be doing. Finally, the state says it does hear people out, listening to references and evidence that they've turned over a new leaf. Former cosmetology board member Agnia Carter Shabazz says she understands that licensing laws are in place to protect the public, but says the standard of good moral character doesn't always work.
And sometimes doing that, you can deny qualified people for reasons that may be entirely unrelated to the responsibilities of the job. So it doesn't work.
The lawsuit seeks to remove the good moral character requirement from law. Trinae Nuri, WHYY News.